really I'm just taking this opportunity to get better each and every day. You know, we're praying for them to come back soon, very soon, but you know, we just gotta keep on trying to get better each day.
And what is it for you, an undrafted rookie, to, you know, get an opportunity like this?
You know, it's a great opportunity. It really is. You know, I just got to keep my head in the book and just come out and work every day and try to solidify a spot on this team. And that's what I'm up to do every day.
Were you surprised? How did you take coming in as an undrafted player?
You know, I just took it as an opportunity. You know, I kind of expected to get drafted, and when that didn't happen, you know, I was a little upset with that. But, you know, the Broncos, they brought me in, and, you know, I think they believe in me, and I'm just going to keep working hard and do the best I can.
How quickly did the Broncos call you after the draft?
They actually called me late in the seventh round, saying, you know, if I didn't get picked up by anybody, they'd like me to come out, and they wish me luck for the rest of the draft, and they sure did. They called me right afterwards, right after the last pick.
Were there a fair amount of teams calling you at that point?
Yeah, I got maybe five or six other teams called, and, you know, they just kept calling, and I just had to think about it, and I really thought this would be the best spot for me and the best opportunity.
What set this team apart for you?
I didn't see any, you know, power backs on the roster, really, and I just thought it would be a great place to play. You know, I grew up watching the Broncos, and I liked the Broncos a lot, watching Terrell Davis and those teams, and you know, I just thought it would be a good opportunity.
You know, the Broncos have a history of making stars out of guys who are unsigned or going to later rounds. Is that, you know, it's obviously something you probably hope happens?
Yeah, obviously that's something that I hope could work out for me. And, you know, they're very open-minded here, which I love, and, you know, the best players are going to play.
So you're kind of running back who likes to run over a guy rather than juke and kind of jive around?
Really, it just depends for me, but, you know, I definitely love lower the shoulder and running between the tackles. I think that's why they brought me here, but I definitely can get outside as well.
With extra reps like this, do you feel like you can get more in a rhythm now than you would if all six running backs?
Absolutely. You know, particularly in pass protections and things of that nature, you know, everybody here can run or we wouldn't be here, but just things like that in the passing game that is really helping me get comfortable with the offense.
What do you prefer, running over a guy or around a guy?
Running over, absolutely. So, I mean, it sets a tone for the whole team, you know.
How have you found these physical confrontations with NFL linebackers, either pass blocking or trying to run over?
You know, it's just it's a great opportunity. It's competitive, and, you know, that's what I love it. You know, I love every bit of it. I just run as hard as I can, and, you know, if they're standing there, it's just going to be a collision.
How are you picking things up with the added reps?
I'm picking it up real fast, I believe. You know, I was hearing OTAs that really helped, and just getting all this a second time really just allowed me to get comfortable with it, and now, you know, I'm just trying to take advantage of every rep that I get.